you don't know this little chorus we sing. It's by faith I believe. It's by faith I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun.
Give him praise now.
It's by faith.
And I believe it tonight.
That I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith.
One more time as we prepare for the word.
Oh, it's by faith that I believe.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, it's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith the sun.
How many believes that tonight?
Amen. Amen. As long as we see him, that'll be heaven to me. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like you to turn with me. Ephesians chapter 5. It's good to have each one in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the special. Amen. Appreciate the believers. It's good to have each one. Excuse me. Just on the way home today and, you know, just having those thoughts, and hopefully I can explain this the way it touched me, but you begin to think of some people and what's happened in life and how the things of the world maybe have drawn some away from serving God, and you watch what happens when you begin to leave the Word of God and people's lives fall apart. And I just got overwhelmed. Lord, thank you for helping me and protecting me and keeping me away from the things of the world that as pleasing as it might look to our eyes or maybe even to our feelings, we know where that stuff heads. It wrecks our lives, but thank God for his hand in my life. Keep me. Even when I fall and stumble, his hand never leaves me.
Amen.
Sets me back on the path again, and I'm totally dependent on him, 100% to make this. Amen. And preaching on the masterpiece again. We're on part 12, so I might have to skip along a little bit. I appreciate service this Sunday tremendously. I believe the Lord knows what to say and how to say it. I thank him for helping me. I'll tell you, I say this about every week now, but man, today was Wednesday, wasn't it? Mercy, Lord, but I'm glad there's mercy for me. Amen. I'm glad to be in this house. How many expects to hear from the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's open our hearts to the Lord as we read his word now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. I'd like to preach tonight. If you're any student of the message, you know this. She is him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
She is him.
Amen.
God, have your way. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Every head bowed. And let's bow our hearts as well. With a raised hand, is there a need you'd like to lift up to him? Saying, Lord, look past time and look into my heart. And hear my heart's cry tonight. Speak to me, Lord, and help me. God bless you, each one. Let's pray. Invite the Lord our own way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering the saints again here tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's still with us, still guiding us, still helping us.
Lord, and without you, we wouldn't know what to do. But with you, Lord, I believe all things are possible. We come into your house, Lord. We pray that you'll have your way in every heart that's here, that you would mold us and make us what we ought to be. Let your blood come fresh in our lives and drive away all the things of the world. Cleanse us for service, Lord. We come to hear your voice. But Lord, may our ears be attentive to receive the word, to be changed, Father, from what we are to what we ought to be. You that know the thoughts of every heart that's here, I pray you'll feed your children tonight the word of God. May we leave, Lord, giving you praise, knowing as those disciples did that one day, that our hearts burned within us because we knew the word was talking to us along the way. Have your way tonight, we pray. Receive all the glory out of everything said or done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you.
Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. God bless you.
You say, I know a little bit in French, my brother. Je ne parle pas le français. Je parle anglais. I only speak English, so.
Hallelujah. That's all I got. I'm done. That was 3 years of French right there. Je m'en le boule. I can't even remember how to say bread anymore. I used to know that, but I can eat some bread. That's all I got, you know. But anyways, but I believe there's a heavenly language that transcends time. You know, I've often thought of it. We only think in terms of our language about things. And when we cross over, what's going to happen when we get over there? You know, are we all going to still speak English? Are we still, you know, are we going to be like the day of Pentecost where they spoke in their own language, but everybody heard in their own language, you know? And all I know is that it don't really matter. We got a heavenly language from the Lord, which I believe is the Spirit of God in our hearts that speaks the promises of God. And it doesn't, it just lets everything else fall away. Amen. Amen. That's the main thing about heaven is one thing I know for sure. It's going to be the word. Amen. Amen. And everything else will not be no more. And I'm living for that. Amen. It's good to be in God's house as we've been preaching on the masterpiece. And I tell you, it's been tremendous. I believe it's just the time for it. I believe we're there, brother, sister. Many people are still looking for signs and things that we're at the end time, but I believe we've long arrived, that the world is in the prime condition. It just like a woman giving birth. Man, it looks really hard. It looks like things are about to fall apart. She's barely going to hold on, but life's coming forth. And the world's been falling apart. We've got signs on everything that... How do you believe that the world's still together except for the sovereign hand of God to keep nations from blowing each other up, brother, sister? And if you're found outside of Christ, you ought to tremble. That's right, because one of these days, one of them nukes are going to go off. That's right, brother, sister. Well, how did they send one off back in the 40s and it ain't happened again yet? It's the grace of God. Amen. Man, you're a little quiet, but we'll loosen up. We came to have church tonight, isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. Well, help me out. Now, as I said, if you're any student of the message tonight, you know what quote I'm taking this from right off the bat. And instead of beating around the bush, how about I just read it to you for here for a little bit? I thank God for the voice in this day. Now, listen to this. Coming out of the Rising of the Sun, 1965, Brother Branham says this. So listen, now there's been churches, brides, brides, churches, brides. But there has to come one. Hallelujah. There has to come a real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics of it. Makes that church live, move in the power of his resurrection. Until we come to that place, until we find that place, what good does it do to polish the hubs? What good does it do to give her a facelift or a Simonized job when there's no dynamics in it? No matter how much the mechanics prove to be right, there has got to be a dynamics to make it work.
Amen.
That's what he proved. Hallelujah. That's what Easter proved. He wasn't only the word, but he was God himself, the dynamics in the word.
Amen.
That made the body of Jesus Christ cold, stiff, dead in the grave, shaken to life and rise again and roll away the stone. I'm he that was dead. So dead till the sun said he was dead. The moon said he was dead. The stars said he was dead. All nature said he was dead. And now the whole world has to recognize that he's alive again.
Amen.
He was not only the mechanics, God's word. He was the dynamics to prove it.
Amen.
And as he being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's part of him.
Yeah, sure.
And it can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of the revelations of any others has spoke of the bride. It can only manifest if it does something different from the groom. It isn't the bride, because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is him.
Amen.
As man and woman are one, and woman taken from his side, she had taken a spirit, the feminine spirit from him. The flesh from his side made both mechanics and dynamics, the wife. The spirit of him and the flesh of him, and put it together and made dynamics or mechanics and dynamics. Now the bride in this day, the bride has been here the whole time, brother, sister. Paul talked about it all the way from the first church. That's when the revelation was given to the children of God of who they really were. For the longest time, as Israel sat under, we understand, a fatherhood with God, they could never recognize what their real position was, because God was always above and they were always beneath. When any time a man would start doing things right, what would happen? He would stumble and he would fall. He'd have to go give another sacrifice and make a propitiation to come back to the presence of God. The high priest had to do it every year of remembrance of how bad we are. Just to come into the presence of God. But once Christ laid down his life, once that blood came down and was able to come back, how he raised again. Everybody's trying to prove that they're the bride. You ain't got to prove nothing. I'll tell you how you'll prove it. You'll rise again.
Hallelujah.
We don't got time to be fussing about doctrine all day long when there's a life that needs to be lived.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mechanics don't prove a thing, brother, sister.
Yes.
Woo, glory. And if there's any church that needs to hear that, it's the Message Church in USA.
Amen.
We focus on the mechanics so much that until that gets to our pleasing, we can't have any faith for the dynamics at all. Not knowing that if you just believe what he said and just do it and just forget about what you can figure out, the mechanics would take care of themselves.
Yes.
Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
We go, and how do we evangelize? You know, we see some worldly woman say, you need to wear modest clothing. You know that? You know, oh, sister, sorry. You know that? I'm looking at Brother John. I've had that happen a few times. I remember preaching on John out of the Bible. I'm looking right at him the whole time, not even catching that I'm talking about John. That happened to Brother Thomas one time too. Doubting Thomas, that was a little worse. Thomas down, staring right at Thomas. The Lord has a way of doing things. Amen. But we go and we blast things that are mechanics, brother, sister. And as Brother Branham's saying here, look, we're not saying don't polish the hubs. We're not saying don't check this or that. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't got the dynamics, if you don't have a life in you, quit worrying about any of that. Because until it's in there, you're just a hypocrite.
Amen.
But once the life of God gets in a believer, he's a hypocrite to stay a sinner. He becomes a son of God.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
This might be a little deep, but the Bible says that when Jesus was born, he was the only begotten Son of the Father. Why? He is the one Son of God. But in him were sons. In him were daughters. In him was flesh of his flesh. Bone of his bone, life of his life. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, there was a man standing there named Adam. But inside of him, it took a process. It took a faith to believe it.
Right.
Sure. She had to believe what Adam said about her. Because before the fall, she didn't even have a different name.
Right.
The Bible says, in the day that he made him male and female, and he called their name Adam.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
At that time, you could say Adam. And they both look at you.
Right.
God come and say, Adam, come here. And guess what happened? A man and a woman show up.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, glory. Why? They had the same name. They were one. That's the way God made it. And when we begin to feel ourselves disconnected from God, I'm telling you, what's the problem? There's a lack of that revelation there. And what brought man away from God was sin. And we know the root of all sin is unbelief.
And what started it all wrong was that Satan, when he came to Eve as the serpent, and I just preached the whole thing on that. I ain't going that way again tonight. I don't got no time for that. You go listen to Sunday again if you need to. But when the serpent came to Eve, it was just that little bit of getting her to doubt what she was already told. The same thing's happening again today. Hallelujah. Now, as we just read, there's been churches. There's been brides, but there has to come one that's a real bride.
Amen.
We get so fixated on what's wrong all the time, we begin to doubt, can he really be a bride?
Sure.
Can there really be that's got mechanics? That's why I thank God for a prophet that said, it's a paradox, but she's going to be there.
Amen.
He said, there's so much division. How is it going to come together? Don't ask me how. Just believe it and then it'll happen.
Amen.
We're not coming together in a denominational system. It's the Holy Ghost in every believer finds and drives them back to their place in the body of Christ. And that brings a unity. We don't believe in organization. We believe in organism. We believe in a life. We believe in something that moves and breathes and is flexible with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know the very movement proves you're alive?
Amen.
I think we need to preach that in some more churches.
Amen.
The very lack of movement might prove you're dead.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Now you can zap a corpse and make it jump once in a while.
Amen.
Send a corpse to a revival meeting, it'll jump a little bit. Uh-oh, man, you got real quiet. Look, and I believe in revivals. I believe in having camps. I've had a great time there. But you got to have something real.
Yeah.
You got to have something that, when you come off the mountain, still shows up in the valley.
Yeah.
Everybody's got mountaintop faith, man. No problems. No problems when you're up there. But start coming down the valley. Start coming down when people talk about you. People talk about me? I said on Sunday, you know, people throw out the message because of what message people do. And I said, what in the world does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who say that, you know, that their husbands, that don't mean you. And just because that they claim to be a husband, that they're a real husband.
Right.
But that don't mean that we don't want real husbands.
Right.
That don't have nothing to do with what's right or wrong. Just because you say you're going to be something, that's the whole point of hypocrisy.
Right.
You're saying you're something that you're not. But there's got to be a real one somewhere, and it doesn't change truth. It's still true.
Amen.
That's right. This message lives.
Amen.
It's not the message of new doctrine. It's not. It really isn't. It's the old one. Hallelujah. It's the one from the beginning. I've done covenant through from Genesis to Revelation. You show me where this revelation don't hit on the dot every single time.
Amen.
And before the seals were open, we only knew God is up there and us down here. Yo, God had watched his creation fall. And if you don't believe in predestination yet, like, well, all right. I mean, God just stood up there and said, well, man, I had it really good. This just caught me off guard. I guess I'll do something about this. Now it's falling. I mean, what could I do? I mean, I already said they're going to die. So I guess I'll make up a substitute. And then he looked around. No, come on. That ain't the way he runs his business. You and I wouldn't run our business that way. We don't just make choices and then, well, let's hope for the best. That ain't the way it works, especially if you knew everything.
Right.
And God knew this was going to happen before it happened.
Right.
God allowed this to happen before it happened. God had a purpose in this happening before it happened.
Right.
And if we're not to the point now that you really believe that no matter, like the Bible says, all things are working together for good to them that love God, to them that are called, you are going to get tested on that.
Amen.
I'm not here to preach flowery God. That ain't, and I've already went down that road before. We've preached that so much that when hard things happen, when it don't look like God answers our prayer right away, people begin to fall off left and right. Because they ain't taught right. There's two things God don't tell you when he gave you a promise. He didn't say how he's going to do it, and he didn't say when he was going to do it. But he did say he's going to do it. Hallelujah, man. We're just going to have church tonight. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. That's right. Look, I look at even my ministry many times, and you might think this is what it is, but I believe you should step back and look and say, Lord, is this doing what it's supposed to be doing? And I don't believe in making excuses why the Word don't live. Any church that don't have the dynamics to make those mechanics live is wrong. That's all there is to it, brother, sister. I believe in divine healing. I believe in all the powers of God, and I believe in miracles. I've seen miracles. We've had miracles happen here. That's right. But let's just be honest. That's not God's normal way of doing it. But I can't tell time, Harley. You might be able to find something I haven't yet where we've prayed for somebody getting healed and it didn't happen. Well, it didn't happen right away. I didn't say nothing about that. Because divine healing, a lot of times, God will let it go through for a while. See if you're going to hold on or not. Can you still believe it's God instead of when the doctor comes by and says, oh, look, you didn't actually have it. Oh, you know why they're telling you that? Because they'll probably get malpractice if they misdiagnose something. Woo, glory. How about instead of getting all reasoning and doubting the promise of God, we back them and say, God, thank you. Thank you for healing me. Just like my dad had, what's that called again? Crohn's. It's supposed to be incurable. You all might not remember this, but I do. He didn't even ask me what to pray. He just looked at me once, and I went and said, I know what you want, Dad. Let me lay hands on you. That was all it was. Amen. Oh, man. But then the lightning bolt of healing came in. No, come on. But he believed God.
Amen.
I know that. And I'm not trying to take away from him. I believe we're all in this together.
Yes.
If I've got a gift, it ain't for me anyways.
Amen.
You got a gift, it ain't for you anyways.
Amen.
If you humble yourself and let the Holy Spirit use it, you'll get satisfaction out of other people getting healed.
Amen.
I think of a prophet of God that watched more miracles in probably a day than I've seen in my life. Still have things he's suffering with in his own body.
That's right.
All the way till the day of his death. Isn't that right? And then the Lord delivered him. Brother Branham said it this way. He said, God will groom a man his whole life for 5 minutes of service.
That's right. That's what he said.
That takes a humble heart to say, Lord, I'll take it.
Amen.
Whew, it's just like Amos the prophet. He said, I was out there just shoveling the corn, doing my job. He said, I wasn't a prophet. I wasn't even a son of a prophet. I had nothing to do with this. But God needed somebody to come tell him the truth.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. And I came down with my flowery message. No, he ripped them left and right. He said, can a lion roar? Oh, my. And we're not run all afraid. That's right. Can the Lord speak and there not be somebody to listen? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Now, God has told us here, it's right here in the scriptures, and many people think Brother Branham was going off on a tangent. It's not. But Paul did call this a great mystery. And I would even go to say it's the great mystery. It is the truth of what God was trying to achieve from the beginning. And that's why this is the masterpiece, because we're here at the end. And the world will look around and say, man, this is a terrible idea. Look at this church you got going on here. Man, they barely get along with each other, much less, ooh. Look at them struggling every day just to do the things that they ought to be doing anyways. That's the devil come tell you. But look, go back. Why are you still here? Oh, come on. Somebody got... Why aren't you back in the world?
Right.
How come every time you fall, you got something to get back up?
Amen.
You need to go out there and look a little while. Some people ain't got that.
Amen.
You're blessed even hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes. Lord, hallelujah, Father.
And what is it? It's a masterpiece. Nothing's out of cater, brother, sister. We are in a predestinated moment of God. This is the most glorious time for God's program. Because he's about to bring forth what he's been molding for 6,000 years.
Amen.
A wife for him to marry.
Yep.
Woo, glory. Where did he find her? She went out there in the world. She went in denomination. She went somewhere. She was right here.
Yes.
And when Christ died and gave his life, he opened up that blood cell, opened up. Hallelujah. Why the life's in the blood? And out of there were attributes. That's why the day of Pentecost, that's why the Pentecostal church, that was such a gross error out of Acts 2, to say that those tongues of fire had anything to do with speaking in tongues. That ain't what it was talking about. Those tongues are fire. It said the pillar of fire came in the room. And it began to split itself. Why? Every attribute was finding where it was supposed to be in the beginning of the foundation of the world. And what did it look like? It looked like a little tongue of fire. Something you see on top of a candle. And it began to spread. It said a rushing mighty wind. We're all waiting for a hurricane to go through here. No, it's that you've been there. If you've been in any spiritual at all, you know what the presence of God comes by. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
And that presence came and it began to fill each one. What did it do? She began to all of a sudden, that bride began to awaken and began to act like him. And walk right in front of people. Tell them the word no matter what they got to say about it.
They were up there scared to death for their lives. And then they came running out saying, you got to hear this.
Amen.
Oh, glory. You with wicked hands have crucified the Lord.
Amen.
Said they were pricked in their heart. Said, what must we do to be saved? Get what we got. That's what you need.
Amen.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I don't care how revelated you get. If you think you can be resurrected without the life of God, you are deceived.
Amen.
Turn with me for a minute. 1 Corinthians 4. How many loves the Lord?
Amen.
1 Corinthians 4. Verse 14. Thank the Lord. First Corinthians 4:14. Now listen to this. It says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, and as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some be are puffed up, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
Amen.
Now this is where we got to define some terms real quick, because we began to use the word in all kinds of different ways that it ain't the truth. The word ain't just lip service. The word ain't talking a good talk. The word ain't giving a good argument. The word that we're talking about when we say the word with a capital W is God.
Amen.
That's John 1:1. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was the first form that you could see of God.
Amen.
God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. But that form, that word that came out of the Bible, calls it the Logos, is what you could see of God. And that word wasn't just lip service. That word wasn't mechanics. That word wasn't, and I say just mechanics. I can keep hearing that little spirit. Oh, you're saying we can just do whatever we want. No, there's definitely mechanics. There's certain things you can do a certain way, and as long as you got faith, it'll work out just right. But without life, forget it. You can sit there and get that car looking pretty, get the engine just where it's supposed to be, fill it up with gas, go ahead. But if you don't spark it, you're not going nowhere.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care how predestinated you are. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need a spark to bring life to you.
Amen.
Otherwise, that life's just laying dormant.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're not so predestined you don't need to be born again.
Amen.
Oh, no. You got to be born again of the Spirit of God. That's right.
Amen.
But what does he say here? He says that word that we're talking about packs power. It's not just speech. It's a life. It dictates the situation. When Satan shows up, it's got a power over that.
Amen.
Satan's not allowed to do as he pleases.
Right.
Woo, glory. He says, why? What's his problem? He says, you have many instructors in Christ, but you have few fathers. What's the difference between instructor and father? I know I'm both of them. I don't follow them kids home I teach at the school all day. I don't worry what they do after 2:44. I even tell them that because they want to sit there and get mad and hold grudges and think I'm going to do that. I say, I don't care what happened today. Second 2:44 happens, guess what happens? I forget all about this. I go on with my life.
Right.
I ain't got time to worry about that. Some people got a lot of time to have grudges. I don't no more. I got enough to worry about this guy right here to have a grudge about what somebody else might have done. Uh-oh.
Amen.
And I don't know what the Bible said, but I said that root of bitterness will destroy everything in your life. Yes, it will. It says the Bible says it defile many. It won't stop with you. It'll spread. Especially in your family. It'll get through the whole family. Yes, it will. And then if you get it through the whole family, then you get it to bring it to your church. You'll get through the whole church. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Bram said you're a nice, humble group or nice, sweet group right now. He said, but Satan won't leave it that way. He said, if he can't get you to turn against each other, let's all back up and say, Lord, don't let me take that spirit. If your lack of power and authority with God and joy of the Lord is because of somebody else, you're deceived.
Right.
It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord.
Amen.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Amen.
Oh, but I'm not called to that position. I can't do nothing about it. That was Saul's excuse, wasn't it?
Sure.
And all Israel sat there and watched Saul as he was supposed to take on Goliath, but he was afraid. So the whole army got afraid. That didn't stop David.
Nope.
That didn't stop a man who still had faith. I don't care if everyone disbelieves. I don't care if nobody's receiving tonight. You can come with faith.
Amen.
You can come and receive from God. I don't even care if I got it. You can still get it.
Amen.
Now I know I'm packing it by the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got the same confession? Come on.
Amen. Amen.
This Goliath come down just the same. Why? Because it's not me fighting the battle anyhow. David wasn't worried about his marksmanship or his mechanics.
Amen.
He was worried about his dynamics.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Glory.
You think he really thought that rock had some kind of power to knock him down by itself? And you can fight if you want to, but I don't even believe the rock killed him. What did? He fell on the ground. He went, took that. He said, I don't got a sword, so I'll just take the enemies. You got a complex? Go ahead and take it. Use it. Come and say, man, if it weren't for Brother Dan, I'd have, okay, go ahead and pull the sword out and say, praise the Lord for Brother Dan. God bless him today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Use it against him.
Amen.
Brother Bram said, you got a temper? Just do the, just be the kindest, over the top, mushy gushy to everybody you can meet.
Amen.
You watch that devil leave.
Amen.
Brother Bram said it this way when a man was having trouble with his wife. He said, I go and I try to rebuke that devil out. See, that's not how you get rid of that one. Go buy her some chocolate. Go get her some flowers. Some devils come out that way.
Sure
is. Woo. Even with my kids, some devils come out with this hand. In the name of Jesus. Hey, that's the Bible now. Be careful. Be careful. Don't let this new age tell us not to do things the way the scripture said.
Amen.
Spare not the rod. It actually told you not to even worry about his crying.
That's right.
But his poor little heart. How about his poor little soul?
Amen. Exactly.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've already, and what in the world are we doing tonight? Maybe we'll get to this eventually. My son's about 5 years old now. He's right there with Grandpa. And God bless you, son. He don't get too many spankings no more. He really don't. Why? Because I gave it to him early. I'll say it this way. My mom made my, it's my biological mom, but we were at my first house that's burnt down and gone now. And we had the doggy bowl right in the middle of the kitchen. He was only about 6 months old. He'd start crawling over there. I said, you know that voice we got, right? Parents, come on, you got it. It might be a little different than that, but you got it. And at 6 months, you know what? He learned. He'd hear that, and he'd look at me. And you know what he began to do? He began to test me. You really mean that?
Yeah, right.
So I remember the first few times he looked at me, keep on crawling. I said, Dawson, you better stop. Look at me. Just like we do with the Lord. You sure I can't do this? I mean, I Brother so-and-so said it's okay. I mean, I got this quote. Got to kind of twist a little bit, but it works, right? I can go ahead and bring that back in the house that I was supposed to kick out. The Holy Spirit led me to kick out years ago, but now I'm more revelated, so I bring more of the world back. What I have to do, you all know. I got up there. I said, you ain't going to touch that. And I didn't beat the snot out of him now. The Lord don't beat the snot out of you either. Quit crying about it. Just give him a little slap on the hand. I said, you're not going to touch it. Try again. You ain't going to touch it. Pull him back a little ways. Try it again. You know what? My six-month-year-old son would not touch that doggy bowl right in the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, I could have just said, oh, his poor little feelings, let him go on his whole life. And then when he turns 16, he won't listen to a word I say.
Yeah.
That's what's produced in this world. I'm telling you that because I'm a high school teacher now, done it for 8 years. And when you do it the world's way, you get the world's results.
Exactly.
Now, God is, we've got many instructors. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's for the whole roundabout. Lord, help me to get moving. But we've got many instructors, even in this message, that can talk it, that can teach it, that can lay it out, that can give you quotes, they can give you doctrines, they can just make it so pretty. But when it comes to being a father and caring about the people of God and making sure that that word is living, what do you want a miracle for? So you can get up and say, look at me, a miracle worker? Or is it because you know somebody's sick and they need healed?
Amen.
And if somebody won't do it, who will? Quit pointing fingers. God sent you
Amen.
To live this life. If you've got the seed of God, that's not you that lives.
Amen.
It's Christ that lives.
Amen.
We've got to be led by the Spirit again. When Jesus saw, what did he do? He saw a woman that lost her son.
And all he had to do was feel that compassion from the Father. How many believes that?
Yes.
Holy Spirit's the Father. That's right. He began to work on him. He had compassion. He began to feel sorry for him. He wasn't worried about his own glory. He worried about that mother that just lost a son. He said, there's no mother ought to lose a child.
Amen.
And he walked over there. He said, oh, don't cry no more. And he raised the young man to life. Amen. The way I think most message people are looking for miracles, that'd be on every newspaper. Or it'd be on Facebook before they got home.
Yes.
Saying, you need to all leave your church and come to ours because we're more spiritual. God raised the dead here. No wonder it don't happen. Go ahead and take that home. But that's the truth. There's way too much pride. We've got too many instructors. Not enough fathers. Not enough people that really believe that this is God's children. That this gift in me isn't even for me. It's to feed God's children. What was the for? I don't want to hear your speech. I don't want to. And look, this goes beyond just the powers of God and healing. No, it is that as well, but a power to live a holy life. A power to live in love regardless of opposition. That's where the rubber's meeting the road.
Amen.
People are getting treated really bad. The love of many is waxing cold. What did Jesus say? Where am I going to find faith anyways? How does faith work? By love. That's the scripture, brother, sister. Before you go make excuses, well, they did this, they did that, then they did this, they did that. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, what did you stop doing and let the Lord do? That's what you need to ask. You need to die.
Amen.
Brother Noel Johnson said this. I don't know if you all know him. He's a missionary to India. But he said his daughter one day brought home a boy that he could not approve of. And he thought, you know what? I can't love him. He said, I can't love him. But he said this. He said, Lord, you can love him through me.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen.
As I said before, just because you're tempted doesn't mean you've sinned.
Right. Right.
Just because Satan's trying to pull you doesn't mean you've done it yet.
Right.
If you let him believe he has, then you've lost.
Yes.
But if you recognize who he is, if the true church can recognize the two spirits trying to work in the midst of the church and resist the other one by the Holy Ghost,
amen,
she'll be an invincible army.
Amen.
Why? That's the way Jesus did it. Woo, glory. But he was Jesus. He was Superman. The same God that walked in his son is still walking in sons of God today. He has not changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. We've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? I go back to your Father and my Father.
Amen.
The same God that created his own body and came and lived in it is creating another body. That's the masterpiece I'm talking about now.
Amen.
She is him.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. What separated the sons of God from the daughters of men, as the Bible says? What separated the true believers in Jesus' time from those who claimed to believe it on paper was the dynamics.
Amen. Amen.
Pharisees could talk it. Jesus could make it live.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go to some what we just read there, but go to John 5 with me. Can you give me a little time?
Yep.
Lord, have your way tonight. John 5. Just feel the Lord giving them little nuggets here and there, so you just feed on them and take them home. Thank you, Lord. John 5 and 20. Am I in the right spot? That don't look right to me, brother, sister. I might have to just quote it to you. I'm in the wrong book somewhere, but let me. Is it Luke 5? How many loves the Lord today?
Amen.
I want to read the one about the man who was healed. How many knows the story? Well, let me read. I got the wrong book somewhere, but y'all have patience with me now. It's verse 25. I'll give you that much, but just listen so we don't waste any more time. He says, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that wherein I was blind, now I see. How many remembers the story?
Yeah.
The blind man that was healed, and it's the first time a man that was born blind was healed of his blindness. And the Bible says this, says, then said they unto him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? What's the point I'm trying to bring out of that? The Pharisees only thought in mechanics.
Yes.
They didn't believe in dynamics. They only thought of mechanics. That you have to do this. You have to say this. You have to make sure you get the right scripture to quote it right so the Spirit can move on it.
Yep.
Hear that devil coming through? Come on. Hallelujah. What'd he say? He said, what did he do? What was the trick? What was the gimmick? What was the mechanic that did it? It had nothing to do with it. That ain't what healed that man. He didn't do some fancy formula. Hallelujah. Bible says this. He answered them, I have told you already and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?
Amen.
Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. Isn't that some good mechanics?
Uh-huh.
We've got the word. We believe it this way. He said, but you're dead in your sins.
Amen.
He says, we know that God spake unto Moses, but as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. I love this. The man answered and said unto them, why, hearing is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. See, you can sit here and we can fight our mechanics back and forth, and get our quotes and our scriptures, and we do it in the message too. This blind man's healed. Got a little bit more faith on this side of the fence right now.
Amen.
Says, why, this is a marvelous thing, that we know not from whence, or that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners.
Amen.
But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Amen.
Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
Amen.
And I want these people that come against the message like they have been in droves anymore to go ahead and say, you know what? I wonder if that's still true today. And Brother Brandon wasn't a God, he could do nothing. You show me somebody else that'll get on tape, turn his back to people and start calling them by name, where they live, what diseases they have. You go ahead, go find it. It's not there. That's right. And I'll be honest, I don't have that gift. I don't. I believe that was the final sign to the final age. I do. We have to believe in that. Not everybody's Moses. But everybody's got to believe Moses.
Amen.
Amen. And if you just believe him, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. If you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, you'll get the righteous man reward.
Amen.
And if you can believe in Jesus Christ and who he is, can you not believe what he's made you?
Amen.
How else do you think you're going in a rapture?
Yes,
do we really think we're going to finally do enough to make it out of here? No, it's when we finally rest that he chose me.
Amen.
And when he died, I died with him.
Yes.
Oh, that's, don't stop there now.
Right. Yes.
When he rose,
yes.
I rose.
Yes. I did too.
I'm with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when the Bible says, when Jesus said, you'll do greater works than what I'm even doing.
Right.
How in the world could the church have faith for that? I can't live consecrated to God like Jesus did to the Father. Don't kid yourself. He was the virgin-born Son of God for that purpose. He's the only man to ever live a sinless life.
Sure.
Even being made like unto sinful flesh.
Amen.
He had to be that to die for us. How could I measure that? But then when you begin to realize, oh, hallelujah, that it's not me that lives anymore.
Amen.
It's not what I used to say. Paul even said, that man that I used to talk about, that you used to look at, that was killing Christians, he's dead. I wrote his tombstone when I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, how about we just bury him and leave him there?
Amen.
Oh, you know, brother, you know, I just got a temper. No, go bury him.
Amen.
I just got this. No, bury him.
Amen.
Kill him.
Amen.
I was says, mortify the deeds of the flesh.
Amen.
Go ahead and take the sword and use it.
Amen.
Instead of blaming everyone, this is why I can't overcome this. You know, brother, I'm just going to pick on Brother Dan today. But Dan's fault I can't overcome today. No, use the sword right here.
Amen.
Flesh won't like it. Well, duh, it's getting killed.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same life. Look, Adam came off God. He was called the Son of God. He was created in God's perfect image.
showing that a created Son of God came by the spoken word.
Amen.
And when God needed a second Adam, he needed a second Son of God that was in the perfect image of himself. He spoke another Son into existence.
Amen.
This whole method of having sex to reproduce is a fallen condition.
Amen.
The spoken word could have had its way. We didn't worry about none of this.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother Branham says this in Church Age book. He says, when the church allowed herself to move away from the original, like Adam and Eve, death set in. There is no strength in her. She's become a monastery. Oh, sorry, monstrosity. It's both the same. Now listen to this. The minute the church moved toward form and ceremony and toward priesthood by organizing the ministers into a group that decided leadership apart from the Holy Spirit and His Word, that very moment death entered and she started to get sick. And as she got sick, she changed to a powerless group of people whose only weapon was argument.
Amen.
She could only produce, she couldn't produce nothing in the Spirit, for her hopes were built on program and not on faith in His Word. They sowed program, so they reaped program. They sowed perversion, so they reaped perverted children. Brother, sister, I don't care if we put the message tags and eagle belt buckles on every person that's here. If we sow program, we will get program. If we sow perversion, we will get perversion. And I've never seen it fail. I'm not trying to be super spiritual. I'm just telling the truth. When I was going through the message to all the churches I've been to, all the believers I have not been surprised by one of these people that's turned away.
Amen.
I saw it way back when.
Sure.
See, it sounds the devil going to come tell you that you're being proud. No, it's the truth. I remember watching them thinking, that's how you praise God? I don't think so. You're just hearing a form.
Uh-huh.
You're hearing ceremony. I didn't meet God that way. I met Him for real.
Amen.
I'm in love with Him.
Amen.
You don't got to make me do it. You don't got to sing the right song. I came to show love to my Savior.
Amen.
I don't care what you're doing.
Amen.
I came for the audience of one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't care if none of y'all believe this. I'm standing on it.
Amen.
I don't care if you all let TV back in. I think it's of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil come tell you, well, you got a screen in your house somewhere. No, you put the right thing on it. I believe in that, all right? You want to watch something that's a service or something for the glory of God? I think that's great.
Sure.
But you better be careful.
Right.
Devil take one step. He's already got me trying to get that combo pack so I can get a cheaper internet. But I don't want that cable in my house. I just know the devil. I know how he does it. Before you know it, it's just a little. It's just this. It's just this. But what about all the other stuff that goes with it?
Uh-huh.
It's even hard on the internet anymore just because of ads and junk.
Uh-huh.
It's true. Don't tell me Satan's not using that stuff. He is.
Amen.
We don't need programs. We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Holy Ghost. We don't need ministering counsels. Listen to me now. If a man's not yielded to the Holy Ghost when he gives counsel, he got no business doing it.
Right.
If he's not dependent on God to tell him what to say, he's got no business doing it.
Right.
I'm to the point now where I don't even like to say, I think, I believe, I... No, forget that.
Amen.
Brother Bram didn't counsel people that way.
No way.
He said, let me get you in private interview so the Holy Spirit can tell me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
How many knows he talked about birth control with two couples in a row?
Yes, he did.
Or either man or couple, but you understand. He told one man, go ahead. Tell the old man, don't.
Yep.
Billy Paul came and said, why'd you tell one man yes and one no? They said the same thing. He said, yeah, but he was lying.
Uh-huh.
You see, mechanic said he's inconsistent.
Uh-huh.
Mechanic said there's no way to reconcile this. Dynamic said there's a spirit behind that.
Amen.
And no matter what came out of here, the dynamic said that's the devil, that's God.
Amen.
Glory. Visible union of the bride of Christ. Give me a little time. I'm going to try to move along and just might have to do part two this time. Visible union of the bride of Christ, 1965. He says, and if a woman won't have a baby for her husband, she'll take a dog or a cat or something. We'll get to a point in a minute. She's got to mother something. It's a nature. But to bear children for her husband and raise it to the service of God, that's entirely out of her line. She should. Oh,
She'd be so disgraced if she did by her sin-loving society of this 1965 type of woman. How much worse is it now? A true picture of the modern church today. Neither does the modern church want any of these here screaming, shouting, tongue-speaking Acts 2:38 youngins around her.
Come on!
Yeah. She don't want any of them whopping and crying and screaming. Amen! Hallelujah! Why such a child would immediately put her out of her denomination? They had one like that in one of them churches. Why they throw them out real quick? Why you let such as this go along? So you see, she's pregnated with something because she's bringing forth members all the time. But she don't want none of them screaming, hollering, blabbering, Acts 2:38 miserable creatures that she thinks they are. It would certainly embarrass her. It would ruin her and her educated, ethical, scientific society church that she belongs to here. They would throw her out at the next council. She can't have it. So she don't want to be pregnated with the Word because that's the only kind that the Word can bring forth. Born of the Spirit of God, it has the Spirit of God in it. No intellectual church joining and creed joining, bob hair, paint a face. There's no such a thing as that in it at all. You don't find that in the Word of God. You find an old-fashioned, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled child born of the Spirit of God, screaming, hollering, shouting, praising God. And that quote still true today.
Yes, amen.
And that same spirit still hates that.
Amen.
Second, people start getting in the spirit, start getting some joy in their life. What happens? That devil show up real quick. Say, no, get out of line now. You get out, yo. Don't get too Pentecostal. It's nonsense. I've only seen fanaticism maybe once or twice in my life. You might think you've seen it more, but you're probably just critical.
Amen.
To be honest with you, it's not what you do, it's why you're doing it.
That's right.
I don't care. The Holy Spirit tells you to swing on these lights here. Probably going to fall.
Yeah.
Well, that'll prove it right then. If the Holy Spirit's doing it, I believe it'll be all right.
Amen.
If you're doing it in the flesh, trying to show off, I don't know who you're showing off to. I hate that devil. I can't stand that devil. He's doing that to show off. To who?
Right.
To who? We all going to go and get a gold star for the one that shouted the loudest?
Uh-huh.
We all going to go and pin up all their brother spiritual? That ain't the way it works, brother, sister.
Right.
We came to praise God.
Amen.
And I don't care how you do it, but I'm going to say this. You better do it.
Amen.
Or there's something wrong in you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Even Jesus worshiped the Father.
That's right.
Hallelujah. This lack of power was a clear sign to every age. This total lack of power, like we just saw in the Pharisees. It's a sign of unbelief every time. A lack of supernatural power shows you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Let me read you, or go with me to Acts 19. I'm going to close on this. We're going to take another part, I guess. Acts 19. How many loves the Lord tonight? Amen. He's worthy of praise. Acts 19. Now, if you got a Schofield like me, I want to read a footnote here in a minute. If you don't, we'll listen close. Acts 19. We're very familiar with this because Brother Bram talks about many times that he had to rebaptize these because they weren't baptized according to the Scriptures. And it came to pass, Acts 19, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Now, like I said, if you got a footnote, listen. It says, it talks about since you believed. It says, "Did you receive the Holy Ghost when you believed?" Now, keep reading here. It says, Paul was evidently impressed by the absence of spirituality and power in these so-called disciples. What am I trying to say there? This group here, you can read it when Apollos was their pastor at the time. They had it lined out perfect. Oh man, they knew the Scriptures, they knew the Word. But what did Paul recognize? Where's the power? Where? I mean, yeah, you guys are talking good doctrine and things, but I don't see the supernatural. So there's something wrong here. Where's the first thing he said? Have you received the Holy Ghost? And you know what? If you've got a powerless life, I don't have any other question for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Oh, brother, this devil, yeah, I just can't overcome it. Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Because he's an overcomer.
Yes,
he doesn't succumb to nobody.
No, he doesn't.
The Bible says he beat the devil up so bad he spoiled him.
Amen.
He whipped him. It was ugly. We think Jesus barely scraped by. He tore the kingdom up, down, up, left, right. Devil didn't have nothing left.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sure thing.
What did he do with them keys that he whipped him for? Gave them to Peter.
Right.
What did Peter do? Locked it to everyone. Where's your excuse? I'll tell you where it is. It's stuck in your mechanic. Get some dynamics in that word and say, enough's enough, Satan. You've deceived me long enough. I've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I'm more than a match for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he keep reading. He went right back to Acts 2:38 just the same. He says, you got no power. Why you got the Holy Ghost? Because you weren't done. You didn't go the way the Bible said. You ought to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we were baptized by John, the greatest prophet ever come to the world. Said, not good enough. And neither is it for anyone else. You come the way the scripture says, you'll get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn a little bit later, right in the same chapter, verse 11. The Bible says this, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. I don't even, mercy. Could you imagine? You have so many miracles that we have to start calling some of them special. Lord help us. Amen. So that from the body, from his body, were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And I still believe that to be true today. Amen, sis. Praise the Lord. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had the evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. What did he say? Mechanics, we got nothing. We don't know what's going on. We don't even know how to do this. We're just saying it. We watch this man do it, and we're going to imitate him. Oh, we got too much of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that when that brother preaches this way, everybody gets all excited, and I come do the same thing, and nobody moves.
Right.
Maybe one's led in the Spirit, and you're led by who knows what.
Right.
Come on. Hallelujah. Devil don't like that. But we ain't got no time trying to be each other. We need to be what we are by the grace of God.
Amen.
And if you have faith that God made me the way I am, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, as long as it's in the Word. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand we got things out in the world that we got to die to. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what we are in the Word, our little quirks and things. God made us that way. Praise the Lord. Let Him use you.
Amen.
Amen. Don't worry about nobody else. They took upon them. We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Now, you might fool, bro, I think Abraham Lincoln said it this way. You might fool some of the people some of the time, but you ain't going to fool all the people all the time. And I'm going to tell you this, you ain't going to fool the devil. He's the king of fooling. He knows how to lie. You can't outlie him. I've watched that so many times, brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to go on tangents, but I'm just saying, when you want miracles and things, if you're going to come up with some, well, I mean, I'm hoping I can believe, just get out of line. I'm serious. Brother Bram said the same thing before you think I'm saying it. He said it. He said, if you ain't coming up here with perfect faith, then don't bother asking. The Bible told you not in the book of James that a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Don't let that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. How can I believe it, brother? Die.
Amen.
Just die. Don't even think your own thought. Only think the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Paul cast out devils, he wasn't worried about himself. God sent me as a light to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These ones thought, I can do it if I just imitate them. I just look like it's a mechanic of some sort. And what happened is it fell flat on its face.
Yep,
sure. It says, and there were seven sons, verse 14, seven sons of Sceva, of one Sceva, a Jew, chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. You done cast me out last week. Paul I know. But who are ye? Could you talk back to a devil?
Come on.
You better have the Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
You can't beat the devil in argument. He'll out-argue.
Yep.
I've watched people try to hope devils out.
Yep.
I've watched them think we can dogpile it and that'll get rid of it.
Sure.
I think, what's his name? T.L. Osborne said that one time. He said, our method, I said, I was scared of devils. He said, our method was just dogpile and hope for the best. He said, but then I watched a man come. And just as simple as he can be, he said, you got an evil spirit on you. In the name of Jesus, come out. All right, you're okay now. And be awesome. How do you know? How does he know? Why? He's in contact.
Right, okay.
Contact with a higher spirit.
All right.
That's right, a higher power. He'd recognize who he was. When you can see that you're not here on accident.
Amen.
You're not here just because God let it work. It's just not working out that way. It's ordained.
Amen.
He put his hand on it, says, I want him right there, right then, right here. In 2017.
Yep.
In Defiance, Ohio.
Yep.
When they're too tired to think about anything else. I brought them here to speak to their heart.
Amen.
And to tell them to go forth.
Amen.
Tell them to believe for healing right now.
Yes.
Not tomorrow. Believe for it now.
Amen.
So I said, I don't know if God's always going to do a miracle, but I'll say this. You should never leave here with a need without faith to believe for it.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. You ought to walk out of here victorious every time.
Amen.
I don't care what needs. I don't care what you feel like. If you've got a need tonight, you don't need to leave with it.
Amen.
God will put faith in you. You walk out there and say, praise God. You got an infirmity? I'm healed.
Amen.
I'm healed. You discouraged? I'm feeling great.
Amen.
You lost? I'm saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And even in this mess that we just read there, you keep reading down. It's verse 20. It says, and many there believe, came and confessed and showed their deeds. Actually, right before that, if you read it, it says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was magnified. So even if you make a mess out of things, the word of God's still going to be magnified.
Amen.
Amen. Let me be found on the right side of that, brother, sister.
Amen.
Let me be found on the side of those that believed and stood the test of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Oh, what testimony do you want to have?
Right.
How did he do it? He knew where he was going.
Amen.
He says it like this. Let me just read it to you and I'll close. It's 2 Timothy 4:8 says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. We say, well, of course, Paul, look what all you did. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. I'm not even close to finishing this. We're just going to have to pick it up on Sunday. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. How many loves the Lord? Oh, show him your love tonight. Let's worship him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But don't be in no hurry. Let's give God praise tonight.
Amen.
If you don't know this, 198, that F tonight. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy, I'll welcome his returning.
Amen.
You say amen tonight.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Let's worship him for a little while here. Help me out, Dad. He goes right to us.
Of course.
Yes.
He's coming in soon. He's coming soon. With joy, we welcome his return.
Yes, Lord. Sing I this time instead of we. Sing it from your heart.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
He's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy I welcome His return. Sing it again to him.
He's come.
I believe it, Lord Jesus. And I'm living for it, Lord.
He's come.
Look to him now. Oh, yes, Lord.
With joy, I welcome. turning.
Oh, yes, it may.
Let's bow our heads.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Scripture declares we are now sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So be sensitive to the Holy Spirit tonight, wherever you might find yourself in God's Word. So if you still find yourself on the outside, oh, don't be distracted now. That's not the time. Heart alienated from God. Oh, Jesus. You don't have the peace that a believer ought to have. You want to say, Lord, that's me. You raise your hand and say, Father, fill me. Fill me, Lord, with that life. Fill me with that peace. God bless you, brother, sister. I appreciate your honesty. It's just you and him now. Feels that atmosphere begin to change. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take every spirit under control. The Holy Ghost. Nobody believes it's here. You won't be no closer. This is it. This is the God we speak of. You can't see it. You're just not simple enough yet. Are you sick in body? I challenge you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm healed. Declare it against him. He say, Satan, you've been defeated. You just take your sickness and leave. Because I'm healed tonight. Hallelujah. Say, is that all it takes? If you'll put that rock revelation down that the Holy Spirit's the one that did that in you, Satan won't be able to ever take it back. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Spirit. Thank you for knowing all things. Don't wait till tomorrow. That's way too late. Oh, if you're not in Christ, don't wait till tomorrow. There's no eyes looking around. You need to be honest with yourself. Hallelujah. Look to the unseen. Look to the God that goes beyond our problems. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The dynamics are what's going to rapture us, brother, sister. It's a revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be in a hurry, please. Thank you, Lord. Is it me, Brother Andrew? Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit tonight. There's too much looking around. Please stop. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not looking either. This ain't between me and you. We don't believe in intercessory that way. The Holy Spirit's trying to get a hold of your heart. Quit letting church get a hold of you and let God get a hold of you tonight. Might sound like I'm the one... Lord Jesus, grabbing people's hearts. He's the same. He's the same. He's never changed. He won't change. His love for you is still here tonight. He doesn't want to see you defeated. He doesn't want to see you without joy and peace. He wants you back in his fold. Come back. Let go of your unbelief. Let go of the weights of this world. Say, Father, let me come back to you tonight. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Touch every heart that's here. Break the shackles of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We can only do what he says, brother, sister. We can't make it up. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Jesus. Be led of the Spirit, brother, sister.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Don't partially break through now. Keep going. Keep chipping at it. Keep breaking through. You're not a fanatic. That's not emotion. That's the Holy Spirit. He loves you. Do you love Him? He cares about you. Do you care about Him? Are you willing to be the only light there on the job? Are you willing to be the only sister in the world that looks like a Holy Ghost-filled person? Are you willing to take His reproach? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit's calling us to a higher walk, brother, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming. He's coming very soon. Don't let the things of the world dull you. Don't let the, as the man who said, my Lord delays is coming. Begin to beat the men's service, maid service. Begin to do things that he wouldn't normally do. Don't you find yourself that way. Tighten up the armor now more than ever. Look now more than ever. It's the last final minutes. It's the last final seconds. Any moment. It may be morn. It may be night. It may be noon. Don't worry about the mechanics of it. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. He'll drive you right where you need to be. With just His hand of grace and love. Hallelujah. Aren't you tired of being under His hand of correction? Then just obey Him. How long will we grieve the Spirit of God instead of just obeying Him? Hallelujah. There's a brother with a need tonight. Is there anyone else who'd like to have prayer? I'd be happy to pray with you. Don't be ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, buddy. Anyone else? Say, Lord, I just got a need and I want prayer. Oh, Father, I'm coming to you. Don't be a double-minded man. Be led of the Spirit of God. Say, Lord, I believe in the prayer of faith. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be His name. Oh, Brother Andrew, if you would just give us a message, then I believe you've already heard from Him. That's that spirit trying to drive us into fanaticism. I'm going to tell you that right now. You've heard from God. You need to obey. God don't have to do nothing else. That's the sign. His word spoke to you. That's all He's required to do. You're required to obey it. You're required to apply it. And if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're ordained to do so. Oh, blessed be His name. I'm going to pray with our brothers up here. If you've got a need, go ahead and come forward. Hallelujah. If you're there seeking the Lord, seek Him while He may be found. Wait until. Cry out, knock, beg, scream. Until God's word, until that faith drops. Say, Lord, it's mine. It's mine tonight. I'm not going to be in and out, up and down no more. But when that devil tries to drive me back to that again, I'm going to come right back here. And die to that thing. And say, Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me life there. You're an overcomer today as you were in service. You're an overcomer on Thursday as you were on Wednesday. You're an overcomer on Friday as you were on Wednesday. You're the same God. Put that stake down right now. I'm not presuming. It's the Holy Spirit. I'd have dismissed a while ago. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit tonight. Thank you for reaching beyond our thoughts and into our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Give Him praise for touching you tonight. Worship His holy name. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes that's your deliverance right there. Just thank Him for it already. But I need to feel it. Thank Him anyways. It'll come to pass. Don't worry. You might fail Him. I'm going to tell you right now, He cannot fail you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Jesus.
Oh, it may be morning. It may be night or noon. But I know.
I pray that the Holy Spirit is in this life. Salt, that salt make them thirsty to have the same God.
Yes.
Help my brother, give him strength, make him a witness for you. Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
He's coming soon with joy. I welcome his return. I love you, Father. Oh, yes, it may be morning, it may be night or noon. Oh, praise you, I know, Lord Jesus. Oh, that you're coming soon. Hallelujah, Father. Jesus, he's coming soon. He's coming soon.
Just a light. You heard his prayer. Let it
be. Oh, I love you, Father. I welcome you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Father. I praise you. Oh, hallelujah,
glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
glory.
I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Father, oh Lord. Hallelujah, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Blessed be his holy name.
Jesus.
Blessed be his name.
Joy. Oh, I welcome you, Father. I praise you, Lord.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I love you so much.
It's that simple. That's it.
Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, Father.
Oh, the shout of victory, Jesus, in God's camp tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory hallelujah, to God Jesus. In the highest.
Praise.
Glory to God in the highest.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, oh, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you.
Father.
Oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord. I give you my heart afresh.
I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Oh, hallelujah. Everything to you, Jesus. Keep me in your hand, Lord. Keep me in your grace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, keep me away from everything in this world. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
Father.
Help me, Lord. My
hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, make me just like you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. We came to worship him.
Hallelujah,
this is why we're here tonight. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for coming, Lord. Thank you for the warm spirit all around us.
Oh,
Christmas.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Reach these young boys and girls.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, He's coming soon. He's coming. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, with joy, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, it may be not for you, but I know,
oh, Jesus.
He's come.
Oh, Jesus. Just bask in His presence tonight. Yield yourself to the Holy Ghost.
Holy Father.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for coming, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I welcome it, Lord. Yes, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, come, Lord Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father. Oh, I praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
I know
it, Father. He's come.
Oh, I believe it, Lord. I believe it with all my heart. Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes.
He's coming soon. Worship Him now. Believe it with all your heart.
Oh, hear my humble cry.
Worship in spirit and truth now. Yes, Lord.
And why all others thou art
just open up your heart. That's all He needs. He'll come in. He's knocking. He's just waiting for you to open. That's it.
Hallelujah.
It's not hard to get the Holy Ghost. You just got to let God have His way. Get your thought out of it. Accept His atonement. Say, Lord, you can come do anything you want. Just don't pass me by. He'll come into that house. Woo! Glory. Yes, Lord.
Oh, do not
cry out. your flesh. Let the Holy Ghost have his way.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we're crying, Savior, you're my Savior.
Look beyond the curtain of time now.
Oh, hear my humble cry.
Yes, Lord, glory.
Oh, why on others thou art calling?
Oh, Lord,
do not pass me by.
Sing that one more time with all your heart.
Savior,
you're my
Savior.
Sing it to him. Sing it to your Lord tonight.
Oh, hear my humble cry.
Yes, Father, glory.
Oh, and
sister, take a moment. Worship him your own way.
I love
way.
Him, my blessing, Jesus.
Believe with all your heart.
Oh, I praise you.
If you felt
glory
his touch
to
tonight, give him
Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
For
oh,
it.
I love you.
Believe
Lord
him with
Jesus,
all that's in you.
Refilling of the Holy Ghost, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
You for the Holy Ghost,
Lord. For healing my body of
Thank
all
you for
Jesus.
Love and joy.
For opening my eyes that I might see,
mercy.
My ears that I might hear,
Thank
Lord
you for
Jesus.
That precious
Lord,
blood
I love you so
clean.
Much, dear Jesus. Blessed
you
be thy name,
Spirit.
Father.
Oh,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Praise thy name. Praise thy name, dear Jesus.
Praise
glory,
you.
Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh, brother, sister.
Hallelujah, Father.
We look, we try
Praise
to do things
God.
For God, but what did Jesus
Praise
say? He said,
you,
the
Jesus.
Father seeketh such to worship
hallelujah,
him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In spirit and in truth.
Praise
You're doing
God.
Exactly what he made
Thank you,
you do.
Jesus. Praise
You're
God.
Not wasting time. You're not doing nothing.
Hallelujah,
You're doing exactly
Jesus.
What thrills his heart.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the midst of Satan's and you're still lifting
Praise
your heart to him.
Praise thy name, Father.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
How we
praise
love
your name,
Jesus.
Even in the storm.
Praise
I praise
name,
you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, I praise
oh,
thy name,
be your name
Jesus.
Tonight.
Praise God, praise
the Lord.
God, Jesus.
How many wants to give him praise?
Hallelujah,
How many loves him? How many wants to give your heart afresh to the
God.
Service of God?
Thank
Amen.
You,
Let's give him praise. Let's give him worship. Oh,
thank
we love
you,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
We've done
Hallelujah,
all we know to
Father.
Do. We praise you.
Praise
we thank you for
God.
Coming
thank
and
you,
touching
Jesus.
Every heart. Have your way,
praise
Lord, in our lives.
Jesus.
Make us what we ought
oh,
to
how
be.
I love
Make
you,
us
Lord.
Jewels in your
Glory
crown,
to
Lord.
Jesus.
Be glorified
praise
in every life
name,
that's
Jesus.
Here. Let not one
Hallelujah,
leave without the Holy Ghost tonight.
Praise
in the name
you.
Of Jesus
praise
Christ.
Oh, Hallelujah,
praise you, Lord.
Praise thy
praise
name.
Praise you, Lord. You're worthy of praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're worthy of praise.
Praise God. Praise
oh, hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's been good to be in God's house.
Oh,
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of
Jesus.
Praise and worship.
Praise
thank you, Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
blessed,
blessed
be your name.
Lord Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Praise God.
Blessed praise. Be your name.
Blessed
be your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I praise you. I praise
oh,
you. I praise
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah,
the living
Jesus.
God.
Oh, I praise you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, if this ain't it, I don't know what is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the dynamics.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many believes with all your heart?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Never forget, brother, sister, we're living for a reason. And soon it is going to all be over.
Yeah.
And all these things that seem so hard are going to fade away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
He's going to come and wipe
Praise
our tears.
Yeah.
That's going to be the last time.
Jesus, I praise you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Sell out everything you have to gain it.
Hallelujah.
Sell out your life in this world. Sell out any ambitions you have outside of Christ. Receive you the Holy Ghost tonight. I ain't trying to take it from someone's car. Don't hit me wrong, but you got to know that you know. We're past the day of guests where God winked at ignorance, but He's not winking anymore. Seals have been opened. You can know, brother, sister. You can. Hallelujah. God grant to each one. What will it be when we get over yonder? If you don't know it, it's Song 560. Oh, thank you. Just start playing, Dad. I mean, it just feels that humbling presence of God here. If you can't feel God in this, you're not going to ever feel Him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how many more times we're going to be allowed to do this, brother, sister.
This is just what
heaven
is. What will it be?
Just stay humble for a minute. I'm not trying to dismiss, brother, sister. Is your heart at peace with God? Please don't turn that down. Please don't stay on the outside looking in. It's for you. It's for you. It's not for your dad or your mom or for your cousin or for your uncle or for your pastor. It's for you.
This is just what heaven needs to do.
His Spirit's crying out to you. Don't turn Him down again. Jesus, I don't know what else to do. I just commit it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
I'll join my loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just.
There's a real dynamics, brother, sister. There's a real God that can change your heart and make you something you weren't before. Something that can change you from a vile wretch into a son of God.
Yes, amen.
That someone's here tonight. He's giving you a sign. He won't do no more than that. You have to receive what God has sent. Don't let a thought of unbelief come in, and the Holy Ghost will take over your whole body right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can speak that word. Every devil in hell won't be able to stop it. Thank you, Lord. Don't be sheepish about it. Believe it. You're a son of God. I challenge your faith tonight. Apply it. Watch devils run scared. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And join Christ forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is just what heaven needs to me.
Let's sing it with all our hearts.
Oh, what will it be when I get over yonder and join with the throng upon.
I believe they're waiting on us.
Get over yonder.
let you be dismissed tonight, brother, sister.
Hallelujah.
I know we've heard from heaven, and I thank God for it. Don't let Satan take from you what God has given you tonight. He's going to try. I'll warn you right now, he's going to try to take it. Recognize who you are. Recognize why he's trying to take it. It's because he's scared to death. You won't believe it. Keep it in your possession. You won't never have to worry about it anymore. It's good to have our brother here tonight. Sister. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, let me pray.
Yes, sister.
Yes.
The Lord just done for me tonight.
Say it, sis.
Last Monday, I fell down the stairs.
Yes.
And I hurt my shoulder. It's been this week, Monday, and it was still hurting. I started to come up and hands the holy prayer. And I had the Lord just come to me and just praise him. Just
amen.
Lift your hands and praise. There's nothing.
Hallelujah. You didn't hear our sister. She fell last week, busted up her shoulder. What I'll tell you is you're just old. It's just going to hurt. You're just going to have to deal with it. So she's going to have me pray with her, lay hands. So then she said, you know what? I'm just going to praise him anyways.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit took care of it right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Really is that simple, brother. That you're looking for this up here, but I'm telling you, that's the Son of God right there. Healed that woman right here in the service.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. I'm trying to hold. I don't know. Yeah. Glory.
Amen.
It's what we've been looking for, brother, sister.
Amen.
It's here.
Amen.
We're going home. It's the revelation of the Son of Man, and the devil can't stop it.
Amen.
Glory. Oh, let's just love on him. I'll let you be dismissed. I know we're getting tired. It's getting late. We're still humans, but he's worthy of praise tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us again. God bless you, brother, sister. Until we meet again, God be with you. Be dismissed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go on God's feet. Thank you, Jesus. You're just going to take it, Dad. I'm going. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father.
I'll join my loved one and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven needs.